Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedrin Daf Lamed, and we're starting the fourth to last narrow line with the words Tana Rabbanon. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarah Bas Biaka Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we continue talking about this concept of Adisa, an admission. When a person admits that he owes money, how strong is that legally that we're able to pull money from him? So the Gemara tells Tana Rabbanon, we have a Braisa, Amalan Echad. Let's say one person tells them, it's referring to the Yarshin being told by a person, Anir Isi Avichem, I saw your father, Shehitman Mois Peshe Tevo Migdal, that he was hiding money in a box, chest, or closet. Bamar, he said, and I was right there. So he basically was telling me, Shal Plaini Hain, this belongs to so-and-so, or Shal Maeser Sheini Hain, it's Maeser Sheini money. And basically by him saying that, he's telling the Yarshim that it's not their money, it's somebody else's. Do we believe him? So it depends. Babayas, Loyamer Klom. If this was in the fellow's house, it's nothing. Besada, Dvar Kayomen, but if this happened in the field, so then we do listen to him. And why is that? Kol Shal Dover, this is the rule. Kol Shal Biyadei Litlon, Dvar Kayomen. If he was able to take them, the guy that heard the father say, this is so-and-so's money, if he was able to take them for himself at that point in time, such as when they're in the field, they're basically hefker because they're out in the open, so we believe him to say that this money belongs to somebody else, or it's Maeser Sheini. Whereas Ein Biyadei Litlon, if he's not able to take them because they're in the house, lo yamar klum, so we don't believe him. Another case, Harei Shor Savin Shehitman Ma'iz B'Shei Tev Migdal, kids saw their father hiding money in this box, closet, or chest. V'Amar, the father said, Shal Plaini Hain, this really belongs to somebody else. Shal Maeser Sheini Hain, it's Maeser Sheini money. The question is, do we believe the father? And it depends. Im K'Maeser Dvarav Kayamin. If it's obvious that he's trying to tell them over some important information, so then it's valid and this belongs to that other guy, or it's Maeser Sheini. Whereas Im K'Marim, if it's clear the father's just trying to say it to hide it away from them so they shouldn't think that he's wealthy and then go on a spending spree with his credit card, loyam or kolom, so what he said is not valid and we don't have to listen to him. And one last case, a guy was paying over the money that his father left him. He didn't know where it was, but he knows his father left him a whole bunch of money. And Ubabal Chalom, the master of dreams came, which is basically a malach who shows people their dreams. V'amarlein, he told him in his dream, kachokachain, this is how much money it was. B'makam plaini hain, it's in this place. Shomaiser sheini hain, their maeser sheini money. So this was actually what happened. The fellow went to that place that he saw in his dream, and it turns out that the money was there. And so the question is it Maeser Sheini money? Because that's what he saw in his dream. Va'amru, and they told him, words from dreams are neither here nor there, not up nor down. You don't have to pay attention to it. Even though, yes, part of the dream was true, we know that there's some falsehood in every single dream, and therefore it could be the false thing is the fact that it was Maeser Sheini, so you could keep that money for yourself. And moving on to explain the Mishnah, Shnaim Ayom Zakai V'chulu, the two Dayan and Paskin this way, and another Dayan Paskin the other way, so we obviously go with the Rav, with the majority. And when they come out and tell the fellow, you're Zakai, you're Chayv. And the question is, Michtav Hechi Kasvi, what is it that they write down on the piece of paper? The official psaked in, what do they write? So Rabbi Yechon says, Zakai, all they write is that you're Zakai. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch, he says, plenty Mzakin, plenty Mechayev. They write down very clearly that these two Dayanim were Mzakahim, and this Dayan was Mechayev him. Rabbi Lazar Amr, he says, a third option, Medivrehen Nizdaka Plenty. From their words, meaning from the discussion of the Dayanim, this guy turned out to be Zaycheh. And the question is, what's the difference between these opinions? So first attempt is, Ikbenah, the difference is, Lashlume Iu Matabadayu. Does he have to pay a portion with them? This refers to when Dayanim make a mistake in their psak, and it's one of the situations where they have to cover that out of pocket. So let's say, for example, we had three Dayanim, and two out of the three judged that Reuven owes Shemin $90. And then it turns out that those two made a mistake. So for sure, each of those Dayanim that made a mistake have to pay $30. That's a total of $60. But what about the third Dayan, who didn't agree to their psak? They just overruled him. Does he have to pay a portion along with them? Filman Damar Zakai, according to Rabbi Yechon, who says, all we do is write down Zakai Mishalim, he would have to pay, because all the Dayanim are grouped in as one. Whereas Filman Damar, according to Reish Lakish, that we write the names of the Dayanim, he was Mizake, he was Mechayev, Loi Mishalim, so he wouldn't have to pay, because only these two Dayanim that were Mechayev, and not the other one, so the other one doesn't have to pay $30. Asking where, hold on a second, Lamad Mizake Mishalim, according to Yechron, who says that all we do is write Zakai, so that third Dayan would have to pay. Why is that fair? Loi Malahu, why doesn't he tell the other Dayanim, Ili Di Tai Sisun, if you would have listened to me, Atonami Lishlimtun, you also wouldn't have had to pay anything. Since you didn't listen to me and you overruled me, that's why you have to pay. But why should I have to join in and pay along with you guys, when if you would have listened to me, I wouldn't have had to pay? So Gemara says, you're right, Ella Ikbenayu, this is the difference. L'shlume inu matadidei. Do they have to cover his portion? They for sure have to pay $30 each, that's a total of $60. But what about, do they have to each pay another $15 covering for the portion of the Dayan who argued with them? So Man Damar Zakai, Mishalmi. According to Man Damar, we just read Zakai, that's Rabbi Yechonon, they would have to pay because all the Dayanim are grouped in as one, and he for sure doesn't have to pay because he argued with them, but they have to cover for his amount. Whereas Laman Damar, plain Mizak, and plain Mechayvin, according to Reish Lakish, that we specify which Dayanim were Mizak and which Dayanim were Mechayev, Loi Mishalmi, they don't have to pay. Ask the Gemara one second. Laman Damar Zakai Mishalmi, according to Rabbi Yechonon in this case, Vlaim Rulei, why don't they tell that Dayan, Ilav At Mahadon, if you weren't a Dayan along with us, if you would have, let's say, walked out and decided not to be part of this Din Torah, Lavas Alak Din Amidi, then we wouldn't have come out with the conclusion of the Din Torah at all, because we would have only had two Dayanim, not three. And the very mere fact that you were with us as a Dayan, even though you argued with us, shows that you are part of the Din Torah, and that we don't necessarily have to cover for your amount. So Gemara comes with this final Nafkamino, El Ikebe Nayu, The difference is mishum loy seilach rachum b'amecha, whether or not we're chashish for achilas. Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Yechon says zakai. You simply write zakai. Why is that mishum loy seilach rachil? We don't want to write the dayanim's names because that's going to end up being rechilas, because then everyone's going to know that he was against him and he wasn't against him. Whereas the Shlokish Shomer, he says plenu plenu zakin plenu plenu mechayvin. The reason why we write down the dayanim's names is mishum demechzik shekra. It seems like a lie. When you just write zakai, it's mashma that it was unanimous. All three dayanim agreed that he's zakai, but that's not true. It was 2 versus 1, and therefore we have to write down which dayanim said what. Whereas Rabbi Lazar, islay demar, he's the midline. He has a little bit of Rabbi Yechon and a little bit of Shlokish. On one hand, we have to be careful of rechilas. On the other hand, it can't look like a lie. Helkach kasvi achi. Therefore, says Rabbi Lazar, write as follows: midivrehen, from the conversation between them, from the back and forth, it turns out that it's not kaplani. This guy was zayche, and so here there's no rechilas because we don't know which dayan says what. But it's also very clear there wasn't unanimous, and there was one dayan that argued with the other two. And getting to explain the mishnah, we had said gomer sadavro haymachnisim v'chulu. When they concluded the matter, they would bring them in. And the question is, Laman, who are they bringing back into Bezin once they finish their deliberations, their discussions? Even if you want to say the Bali Dinim, they're bringing the litigants, the Bali Dinim themselves, Reuven and Shimon. How could that be? Hasam Kaimi, they were there the whole time. It never says that we'd send out the Bali Dinim. Ella must be La'edim, that they're calling the Edim back in. And come on, who's this like? The like Reb Nasan. It's clearly not like Reb Nasan. The time you have a Brisa tells us as follows, and this is a two-part Brisa. We're going to see from the second part how our Mishnah is not like Reb Nasan. Part number one tells us, La'im Enidus Mitzarefes, we can't be Mitzaref for the Edos of two individual Edim, Ad Shirushnam Ke'echad, until they both saw the same thing together. They both had to see Reuven lending Shimon $100 on Sunday. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Karchaimer, he tells us, Afil Bazeh Acharzeh, even if they saw one after another, it could be that Beryl saw $100 being borrowed on Sunday, and Shmerel saw $100 being borrowed on Monday, and they still could give Eidos, and we'll be Mitzarev them. And we're going to explain this soon. Part number two of the Brisa is, Ve'ene Dus Miskayim Bezdin, we can't be Miskayim and establish their Eidos in Bezdin, Ad Shirushnam Ke'echad. They both have to come and give Eidos together. Whereas Rabbi Nasan says, Shemin Dvar Shal Zahayim, Uchshev Chavir Lamachar, Shemin Dvarov. We listen to this guy's words today, and when his friend comes the next day, we'll listen to his words, and we'll combine these two individual Edim together to be one Eidos. And so our Mishnah is clearly not like that, because our Mishnah seems to say that the Edim are there together and not separate. The Gemara tells us, Loi, that's not so. La'olam le'bali dinin, really calling the Bali dinim inside and not the Edim. And Reb Nechemya, the Mishnah is actually Reb Nechemya. The time you have a breast, Reb Nechemya Omer, he tells us, Kachem and Hagim Shalom, Nikiya Adas in Yerushalayim. This was the minig of the Nikiya Adas in Yerushalayim. Machinisan le'bali dinin, they would bring in the litigants, Yerushalayim Devrain, and listen to what they had to say. Then they would bring in the Edim and listen to what they had to say. And then they would send everybody outside. And they would have a whole back and forth. They'd have all their deliberations. Once they concluded that discussion, they'd bring everyone in. So we could understand their mission to be talking about the Bali Dinim themselves. Asking more, hold on a second, about Tanya. If a breast that says, when they finished the matter, they brought in the Edim. The Gemara says, that's not like Reb Nasan. Now we're going to explain this two-part breast. Gufa, the breast had said at first, we can't be mitzaref for their Edos. We can't combine the Edos of two individual Edim ad shirushnem ke'echad until they both saw this matter together. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Karchaim, where he says, afil b'zach harzeh, even if they saw it one after another, meaning they didn't see the same exact thing. And the question is, my kamiflagi, what's machlek is about? Ibe se makra, ibe se masvara. We could either say it's a pasuk, or we could say it's just a svara. Ibe se masvara, we could either say it's a svara. Amanu de kamas said hi, loy kamas said hi. The money de kamas said hi, loy kamas said hi. The money that this one is giving Edos about is not the same one the other one is, and the one that the other one is giving Edos about is not the same one that this one is giving Edos about. As we had said, Beryl gave Edos about a money that Reuven borrowed on Sunday, and Shmuel gave Eidos about a money Reuven borrowed on Monday, and since they're both giving Eidos about a totally different money, we can't combine that Eidos. Whereas the Eidos, Rabbi Shimon Karcha, the reason why he argues with Tanakamas, because he says, Amane ba'almatar vayakumasadi. Both of them are giving Eidos on a money. Both Beryl and Shmuel are agreeing that Reuven borrowed a money from Shimon. So it doesn't make a difference when he borrowed it. For sure, he borrowed a money, so we would put the Eidos together, and that's Rabbi Shimon Karcha svara. Vibay se makra, or alternatively, we could say it's a pasuk. The pasuk tells us as follows, Vuhu Eid, and he was a witness, Ayra, Ayada, either he saw or he knew. That's pasuk number one. Vitanyu of Brasa tells us, from the inference of the different pasuk, it tells us, Loyakum aid, that an aid cannot get up against a person. Any day ashu echad, don't I know that that's referring to one aid? Because aid is singular. Matam loymer echad. Why does the pasuk say, Loyakum aid echad? It doesn't have to say the word echad. And it must be Zebana Av. This teaches us a general rule. Kol makam shenemar aid, anytime the pasuk uses the word aid, and that's it, Hare kan shnayim, that's actually referring to two aidim. Ache farlcha kasav echad, until the pasuk tells you one, that that's actually talking about one aid. Now going back to this first pasuk that we quoted, Vuhu aid, Ayra Ayada, Babgar Chmana Blashon Chad, the reason why the pasuk is using this lashon of one aid, it calls two aidim one. Lemaybe that's to tell you, Adachazu Tarvayo Kechad, both of them had to see it like one, and that's what the Tanakama holds. In other words, when the pasuk says, Vuhu aid, Ayra Ayada, it has to be that their Re'iyah or Yediyah of this matter had to have been together. And if it wasn't together, if one saw money being lent on Monday and another saw money being lent on Tuesday, that's definitely not like the pasuk, and that's a Tanakama. Now, Idechor Rabbi Shimon Karcha, so he understands, Vuhu aid, Ayra Ayada, Mikal Makaim. He just takes a pasuk at face value, the one it says that he's an aide and he saw or knew, it doesn't make a difference how he knew. He either knew it this way or he saw it that way. And the pasuk is not telling us that they have to know together and see it together. On to the next part of the braisa, we had said that their eidos is not mekayim bebezdin until they both give eidos at the same time. Or Rav Nosson says no. You can listen to aid number one today and aid number two tomorrow and combine their eidos. Now the question is, what's on machlokes? And once again, we say here, ibay same asvara, ibay same akra. You need to say it's a svara or a pasuk that they're arguing in. Ibay same asvara, you need to say it's a svara. My sar tanakama holds aid echad ki asi l'shvua asi l'mayin loy asi. The one aid is only believed in order to mechayev another person a shvua. But in regards to mamnes being able to give real eidos on monetary matters, he has no ability to come to bezim for such a thing, and therefore both of them have to come together to give eidos on a mamnes situation. Whereas the eidah chamnasan, what does he respond to that? Atu ki asu b'hadi adadi b'chad puma kamasadi. Even when they do come together, are they giving eidos with one mouth? Even when two eidim walk into bezim together, they're not speaking at the same exact time in harmony, giving over what they said. Elam safrina luhu, we combine their eidos. One spoke at 10 and one spoke at 10:05, and we're combining that eidos together. Achanami, so too over here. Let's combine their eidos, and one guy comes at 10 o'clock on Monday and another guy comes 10 o'clock on Tuesday. That's also okay. We can combine their eidos. Or you could say that the machlokes is a pasuk. It tells us, if he doesn't say over an eidos that he knows, he's going to bear his sin. Over here in this machlokes, Tanakama Rav Nosson, everyone agrees to the Tanakama of Rav Shuman Karcha. Namely, they have to be giving eidos about the same event that happened. Over here, the whole machlokes is, do we make a hekesh between the relating of the eidos, the Haggadah, and the Ri'iyas eidos, the seeing of it? According to the Tanakama, we have a hekesh between the relating of the eidos and the seeing of it, and the same way that has to be seen at the same time, just like the previous Tanakama. So to when they're relating it over, it has to be done at the same time in Bezdin. There's no hekesh, and even though they had to see the same event, they don't have to give eidos about it at the same time. One could come today, and one could come tomorrow. Now, how do we paskin? So we have a story about this. Rav Shimon el Yakim, havim mishtaker aleid Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina lemismechei. Rav Shimon el Yakim was working really hard and was very diligent in trying to get Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina to receive smicha, like a mastayim milsa, but it wasn't working. Now, yom echad, one day, havi asa kumid Rav Yechanan, Rav Shimon el Yakim was sitting in front of Rav Yechanan, and amar lahu, he told talmidim, mi ikad yada halacha Rav Shimon mekarcha eloi, is there anyone here that knows whether or not the halacha Rav Shimon mekarcha? And amar lahu, Rav Shimon el Yakim told him, dein yada, this one knows, meaning Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina, he knows. Amar lahu, Rav Yechanan told him, lemezu, let him say what the din is. Amar lahu, Rav Shimon el Yakim responded back to Rav Yechanan, lesbuchay mar bereisha, give him smicha first, and then he'll tell you. So samchay, Rav Yechanan gave him smicha. And after this, amar lahu, Rav Yechanan asked him, bini my son, amar li ketzat shemata, tell me what is it that you heard? Amar lahu, so he told him, kach shemati, this is what I heard, shemati Rav Shimon karcha Rav Nosson, the Rav Shimon karcha agrees to Rav Nosson, meaning that not only does Rav Shimon karcha hold that when eidim give eidos, it could be about two separate situations. Again, our example was, the Beryl gave eidos about a halva that he saw on Sunday, and Shmuel gave eidos about a halva they saw on Monday. He also agrees to Rav Nosson that they could be given on two separate days as well, and that those eidos don't have to be together. And upon hearing this, Amar Rav Yechanan commented, Lozeh Srachti, for this I needed, I didn't need to know that. This was obvious to me. Hashta now, Uma Iker Re'iyah Bahadi Adadi Amar Rav Shimon Karcha Lebi'inan, in regards to the actual seeing of the thing that they're testifying about, that doesn't have to be together. As we said, Beryl could be talking about something on Sunday, and Shmuel could be talking about something on Monday. Haggadah Mibaya, you have to even say that the relating of this eidos doesn't have to be together? Of course it doesn't have to be together. It's obvious that it can be done in two separate days. So they didn't even need what you just told me, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. However, Amalei, Rabbi Yechanan told him, Hayo Valisa Loi Tered, once you went up, you shouldn't go down. Meaning once you already got smicha, you're not going to be demoted from your smicha. And our observers here, it says, Shema Amino, learn from here, Gavar Rabba, Kim Nesamech Samech, a great man, once he gets smicha, he already got smicha, even if it was done under false pretenses. And we continue discussing this, Amar Chibar Avin, Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Shuman Karcha, Halacha Rabbi Shuman Karcha, they give eidos about two totally separate things, Bein Bekarkais, Bein Metaltalin, whether we're talking about karka, real property, or even metaltalin. Metaltalin over here is not movable objects, it's referring to halva, like we've been saying the whole time, Beryl saw halva on Sunday, and Shmuel saw halva on Monday, the Halacha Rabbi Shuman Karcha in both these situations. However, Ula Amar Halacha Rabbi Shuman Karcha Bekarkais, Halacha Rabbi Shuman Karcha, only in regards to karka, of a loy metaltalin, but not with halva. However, Abai asked him, Halach Mechal de Pligi, by the fact that you said this is how the halacha is, it's mashma that somebody argues, and that's what we have to say, the halacha is like this. But that's not so, because of Amar Rav, Amar Rav, Hun Amar Rav, Maidim Chamel Rav Shimon Karcha Bayez Karka. The Chamel Grin Rav Shimon Karcha, when it comes to Eidos of Karka. And Vitonir Ravidi Baravim, Nezikin Bay Karna, Ravidi Baravim also taught in the Brises of Nezikin, of the base marriage of Karna, the Maidim Chamel Rav Shimon Karcha Bayez Bukhar, Bayez Karka, Bayez Chazaka, Vachain Shah Ben, Vachain Shah Bas. The Chamel Grin Rav Shimon Karcha, and all these things, and we see that one of them is Eidos Karka. So why do you have to say, Halacha Rav Shimon Karcha by Karka? It's obvious like that. Now the response to that is Gavar Gavar Karamis, you're asking one man to Amar another, Mar Sover Pligi. pligi, umar sover loy pligi. Ula holds that there's an argument, which is why he has to say that the halachas like Rav Shimon karcha by karkais, whereas Rav Abba holds it's not a machlokes, and Rav Abba and Ula are allowed to argue. In this passage we just quoted, where we said the chacham agreed Rav Shimon karcha, there was a number of different things, not just edus karka, but also edus of bechar, edus of chazaka, and ben and bas. So edus of bechar has to do with a mum by a bechar, edus of chazaka has to do with a person sitting in a karka for 3 years, and whether or not he has a chazaka and he's allowed to keep it, and edus of ben and bas has to do with making a person a gadol. We know they have to bring shtei sirus, two pubic hairs, in order to be considered a gadol, and that's what we're referring to when we say edus of ben and bas. Now we continue discussing this. My v'chein sheva ben sheva bas. What does this mean? Also sheva ben sheva bas. Even if you want to say that echoraim or achas begabah, ve'echoraim or achas bekreisa, that one aid testified that he saw hair on one spot, and another aid testified that he saw hair on a different spot. Both of these are hinting to certain parts of her private area, gabah and kreisa, and that according to Rishu Makarcha and the Chum agree to him that we'll take this edus of one hair and edus of another hair and say, okay, she has shtei sirus, so she's a gadol. That can't be because hai chatzi dar v'chatzi edus hu. This is half of a thing and half of an edus. Each one is just giving edus about one hair, and we need an edus about shtei sirus. Ella must be that this is where they agree with him. Echad emer shtei megabah ve'echad emer shtei mekreisa. One aid said, I saw shtei sirus begabah, and the other aid said, I saw shtei sirus bekreisa. They're both giving a full edus, but it's about two separate places on her body. As in this case, where the Chum agreed with Shimon Karcha, that we can combine their edus and say, at the end of the day, both of them are giving edus about shtei sirus, so she's a gedayla. Now back to our original discussion. Amar Vesevi tells us, Ana amina mishmei to Ula, I say in the name of Ula, halacha Rav Shimon Karcha, beim karkais, beim metaltalin, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Karcha, whether by karkais or by metaltalin, which is not like what we had quoted Ula saying before, whereas Rabbanu d'asu mechuza, the Rabbanu that came from mechuza, Amri they said, Amar Abzeir mishmei de Rav, bekarkais, in only by karka, yes, avaloi metaltalin, but not with metaltalin, which again means ahalva. And Rav Tamei Rav Zoshitas, Amar Rav, Rav says, Haida achar Haida, Haida achar Alva, mitzarfi. In both these cases, we will mitzarf individual edim. Haida achar Da is when we have our two edim, Beryl and Shmerel. Shmerel comes to Bezin saying, on Monday, I heard Reuven admit to Shim that he owes him $100. And Beryl comes to Bezin saying, on Sunday, I heard him admit $100. So that's Haida achar Haida. Haida achar Alva is when Shmerel comes to Bezin saying, I heard Reuven admit that he owes $100 on Monday. And Beryl comes to Bezin saying, on Sunday, I saw Reuven borrow $100. That's a Haida after a Halva. The Haida that Shmerel witnessed was after the halva that Beryl witnessed. So mitzarif their edos because they're obviously both talking about the same exact thing. However, halva achar halva, halva achar haida, loy mitzarfi. If they're both giving edos about two separate halvas, one that took place on Sunday, one took place on Monday, or is halva after haida, Shmerel gave edos about a halva that he witnessed on Monday, and Beryl gave edos about a haida that took place on Sunday, we can't mitzarif those because they're talking about two different cases, and that's obviously not like Rav Shimon Karcha. Now, Ashkar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak encountered Rav Huna Bar Yeshua. Amrle, he asked him, "My shna halva achar halva deloy. Why is it if they give edos about one halva that took place after another halva? Again, these two different edios from Sunday and Monday that we can't combine those edios. The money the kachazi high, like kachazi high, because the money that Beryl saw it was a different money that Shmerel saw. Well, haida achar haida nami. It should be the same thing when they're both giving edios about two separate haidas. Beryl gave edos that he heard Reuven admit that he owes Shimon $100 on Sunday. Shmerel gave edos that he heard Reuven admit that he owes Shimon $100 on Monday. Why is that different? Amada kamaydi kamei high, like kamaydi kamei high. The mana that he admitted in front of Beryl is different than the mana he admitted to owing in front of Shmerel. Why are we able to combine them? And the response was that you're right. That actually depends. The only way we're going to combine these two adios is the amalei lahai basra is if Reuven, the one admitting, told the second aid Shmerel b'hai mana da adilei kamach. This mana that I'm admitting in front of you, adilei nami kamei pliny. I also admit in front of that other guy. I admitted the same mana in front of Beryl, and only then we'll combine their adios. Rav Nachman Reitzel continues asking, akati basra yada. Still, only the second aid Shmerel, he knows about it, but Kamala Yada, the first aid, Beryl, he doesn't know about this. He didn't know about this when he heard Reuven admitting this to Shimon. So Rav Huna further clarifies, the Hadar Azul Amr Leila Kama, it has to be that Reuven went back and told the first aid, Beryl, Hai Mana Da Adile Kamach, that mana that I admitted to you yesterday, Adile Nami Kame Pliny, I also admitted that in front of the other guy, in front of Shmerel. And now Beryl and Shmerel, even though they're giving Eidos about two separate things that they witnessed, since at the end of the day, both of them know that Reuven admitted in front of the other one and told the other one as well, so they could give edus together. Now, once Rav Huna Bar Yeshua answered this, Amar Leir Rav Nachman Yitzchak told him, "Tinuch daitcha shenachta es daiti. You should be at ease, you should be relaxed, because you just relaxed me by giving this great answer." Amar Leir, so Rav Huna asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak, "Ma'ani chuso, why are you so relaxed and chilled about the fact that I just gave you an answer?" The Rava Vitamer of Sheshes, Shadar Bar Narga, Rava, and some say it was Rav Sheshes, swung an axe at it and chopped it in half, showing how it's wrong. Lav hainu haida achar alva, wouldn't it be the same thing as haida achar alva? And remember, Rav grouped both them together, that haida achar haida and haida achar alva is the same thing. And once we explained Haida Achar Haida, that the only way we combine these two separate edios is if Reuven told both of the edim individually that he admitted to the other one. So it would have to be the same thing by Ada Achalva, and then why would we need both cases? Now once Rav Huna told us Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amar Le, Rav Nachman Yitzchak told him back, Hainu Shmili Aleichu. It must be this is what I heard about you. Dermisu Dikli Uz Kavisulahu. That you chop down trees and then you try to replant them. Meaning you seemingly give great answers, but then you bring the question back, showing how your answer really wasn't good. Which is basically the same thing as chopping down a tree and then trying to replant it. Now we continue discussing this, Nardai Amri Nardai say, and this refers to Rav Chama, as we had earlier on in the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin. In all these scenarios, mitzarfas, we will combine two individual edim and say that it's a full edos. Come on, who's like Rav Shimon Karcha, just like Rav Shimon Karcha. And continue to discuss this concept of combining edos when it seems to be they're contradicting each other. Amar Bidru says as follows, edos ha-machesh is a zub bedikos. If we have contradictory edos by the bedikos regarding questions that are asked to the edim that are not key questions. Shir b'din ha-mominus, this is kosher when dealing with din ha-mominus. These are not the basic questions like when did it happen and how much was it and who was it in between. It's side things. For example, what color was his clothing? Things like that. If the edim contradict each other, that's not a problem and we'll still keep their edos. Now, Rava says, Mistava Milsa Rabbi Yehuda, it's logical to say that Rabbi Yehuda is saying as follows, Be'echad Oyer Ba'arki Shchayra, Be'echad Oyer Ba'arki Levana. Where one of them says the money was in a black wallet and the other one says the money was in a white wallet. Aval Echad Oyer Mana Shachar, Echad Oyer Mana Lavan, Ein Mitzdarfin. But if one of them said that it was a black money, the other one says it's a white money, which means old coins and new coins, then we're not going to Mitzdarf their edos because that's something that's very key. If one says it was old money, the other one says it was new money, so it must be they're talking about two separate things and we can't be Mitzdarf their edos. Ask them, hold on a second, Va'arki Shchayra B'din and Fashas Loi. If we have a contradiction in the edos about what color the wallet was with Dinin Nefashos, we're not going to accept their Eidos. It seems to be that we won't, because we said by Dinin Mamanis, it's not a problem. Mashma, with Dinin Nefashos, it is a problem. But why should it be a problem? But Rav Chizkiza said, one guy says he killed him with a sword, and the other one says he killed him with a dagger. That's not good, that's not proper, we're not going to listen to their Eidos. But if one of them says his clothes were black, and the other one says they were white, that is fine, it's not a problem. It's a side detail. Who cares what color his clothing were? And even if the Eidim contradict each other on that, it shouldn't be an issue. But it's much from what you said before, that the black wallet, white wallet contradiction is not a problem with Dini Mamanis, it's Mashmid is a problem by Dini Nefashos. So is it or is it not a problem? I think more Laman Alpha, Laman Alpha on top answer is Gavar, Gavar, Karamis. You're asking one Mandamar on the other. Rabbi Yehuda says that this is a problem, and Rav Chizkiya says that it's not a problem. So we have Machlekes of whether or not it's a problem. We're going to stop before the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.